You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In October 2017, the Boy Scouts of America announced it would start allowing girls to join the organization as Cub Scouts and earn the rank of Eagle Scout, marking a significant policy shift in the organization's more than 100-year history. And just a few weeks ago, that policy took effect. One of the first all-female troops in Idaho is going strong in Meridian. And joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Dana Higby. She is Troop 1G Scoutmaster, Scout Kaylee Billington, and Kaylee's dad, Andy Billington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Yeah.
So, Dana, I want to start with you. Mm-hmm. Why do you see this as such a significant change?
Well, you know, over the last century, we've seen the benefits that young men have gained through the BSA Scouting program and the leadership skills, the outdoor skills, and what it means to be a citizen in their community. And it's time for the young women to benefit from those same skills as well. And it's an amazing time.
So there has been a lot of controversy surrounding this policy change, one being that there is already a rich history with the Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. And so how do you work that into this conversation?
Well, the way I feel about it is it's just another option. It's another opportunity for the young women in our community. The youth out there are looking for character development programs. Mm-hmm. And this is just another one of those opportunities. It's just another way to go about doing that. And it's a little different than some of the others.
And Kaylee, you were a Girl Scout before. So what was it about you wanting to switch from being a Girl Scout to going into this direction with the Boy Scouts?
Well, my older brother, he would come home from his camping trips and his scout meetings telling me the most, like, amazing stories of what he experienced and did. And I just knew I wanted to do those things like he did. They sounded great.
So what's interesting to me, I have to say, is I was a Girl Scout many years ago. And a lot of the reading I've been doing about this is people saying, like, you know, the Girl Scouts don't have the same opportunities. And I went camping and hiking, and I learned archery. I mean, all of these things that I learned about the outdoors was through Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. So is there a difference in just the troop that you might be in?
I can't speak to the way Girl Scouts run because I'm unfamiliar with their, mm-hmm. their program. But what I can tell you that makes BSA Scouting unique is that it's a youth-led program. So it's the youth who come up with the plans for their meetings. They run their meetings. They plan their outdoor activities, and they run those activities. And the only thing that the adults are there for is for safety and logistics, which is, I feel, is kind of an integral part of the program. Mm-hmm. Because they have the ability to take the skills that they're learning in their meetings, and they're able to apply them in an outdoor setting in kind of a safe manner.
And Andy, being a dad to a boy and a girl, what was it like to see your son go through Boy Scouts, but maybe not see your daughter having the same opportunities that Kaylee talked about?
Well, I was a scout when I was a little boy, and I became a venture scout, which is a senior scout, and then eventually a scout leader. I know the value of scouting. Kaylee has always been interested in things like climbing trees and camping and exploring and playing by the brook and the river. And scouting was more of a fit for her. And she always lamented over the months and years that we were here that I wish I could do the things that my big brother was doing. I'd like to do that too. And we go camping a lot together. And I felt, you know, this has got to be right. So when the opportunity came up to join Troop 1, there was absolutely no hesitation whatsoever.
And Kaylee, what's it been like for you so far?
It's been really great. I mean, I've had amazing learning experiences, like basic first aid, knot tying, and I've just really enjoyed it.
And the compass work, orienteering with map and compass.
Oh, see, that's good, especially if you're going to be out in the mountains and all of that. That stuff comes in handy. I'm talking with Dana Higby. She's Scoutmaster for BSA Troop 1G, Scout Kaylee Billington, and her dad, Andy Billington. You know, it's interesting because I have to play the devil's advocate here a little bit. So there is an argument that is being made about the Girl Scouts empowering young girls and women. And in fact, while the Girl Scouts of America has evolved over the years, it's been, you know, a lot of advocates for the Girl Scouts say their mission is to put women and girls front and center. The Girl Scouts have actually faced backlash because they have had inclusion LGBT policies for decades, openly allowing transgender girls to join since 2011. The Boy Scouts, we've seen those issues. The Girl Scouts have also completely cut any religious requirements since the early 90s. Boy Scouts are still kind of on the edge about that. So do you see pushback from this, Dana?
Actually, I haven't. It seems that everybody sees kind of the way that I do. It's just another opportunity and another option. Mm-hmm. And that's been great. I've been very happy to hear that.
And do you think that that's the thing, is that it's not trying to take away from what is already there?
Correct. Yep. That's how I see it. And I know everybody else that I encounter kind of feel the same way. Scouts BSA does not want to take away from any of the other programs out there for young women. It's just another opportunity. It's just adding to the opportunities mm-hmm. that are available. And I think the more there are, the better, because everybody's different. And what may be good for one young woman may not be right for the other. And it's nice to be able to include all of them in some sort of character development activity.
Now, mm-hmm. your troops are separate, right? So that's why it's 1G. For girls.
Correct.
And then there's a 1B. Is this how it will be always? Will they separate a female troop and a male troop?
Yes. Yep. They'll be in their own separate troops. They have their own leaderships, their own patrols, and their own plans for their meetings. Currently, we share the opportunities and the responsibilities for the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies, simply because we have new scouts and it's a great way to learn the mm-hmm. flag ceremonies and their scout oath and law. We do share the outdoor activities. However, that being said, they are off in their own area and working as their own patrol and doing their own activities.
So why the decision to separate if we're trying to include?
Well, for first of all, I think the reason why we're trying to include is because we have a lot of scouts that have, like Kaylee, for example, and her brother, and it makes scouting easier when you can participate as a family.
Right.
Second of all, we really want to make sure that young men and young women have the ability to learn those leadership skills, and the best way to do that is for them to have their own troops. Mm-hmm.
And Kaylee, what do you see for you as the biggest benefit of being a part of this troop?
Well, a big benefit I'd see is definitely the skills that I've learned, being able to put them for use in my life and help me, yeah. Mm. And
is it fun?
Yeah, it is really fun.
And Andy, what have you seen in Kaylee being able to participate in this, especially having grown up seeing her brother go through this?
Well, like I said, you know, I value what I learned in scouting, and I want them to learn the same skills that I did, but not from Dad, but from the scouting as it is today. And the scouting skills that I learned today are invaluable in mm-hmm. life.
Well, and they listen better to someone else.
I'm
than
not
Dad.
Too sure about
that. So Dana, how long have you been a part of scouting?
Oh gosh, my oldest son is an Eagle Scout, so we're probably talking 10, 12 years since they started them off as cubs and worked their way up. And when my oldest was with a troop, I was on the committee. And when the opportunity came for me to be a scoutmaster, mm. I jumped at it because it's something that I've always wanted to do when I was a girl. And now I have the opportunity to go out and do the things that I've always wanted to do. But
so it's a great way for you to participate.
Uh-huh. It is.
Even because, you know, because that opportunity wasn't there when you were younger.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I want to thank all of you for coming in and talking today about this. My guest today has been Dana Higby. She is a scoutmaster of BSA Troop 1G in Meridian, Kaylee Billington. She's a scout in that troop. And Kaylee's dad, Andy Billington. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate the conversation. Thank you.